From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Google is unveiling a new web browser today. It's called Google Chrome because it's all shiny and new. That's what Google says. Here to help us understand the importance of the product, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Nancy, is this the start of a browser revolution?
You know, Alex, the tech analysts I talked to today say it's mainly hype. Chrome does have some new features, but these are things the average user isn't exactly clamoring for. I talked about this today with Michael Gartenberg, and he's a tech analyst with Jupiter Media. He says internet browsers are a dime a dozen, and Google will have a really hard time tearing us away from the browsers we're using now.
There's a multitude of choices already out there, and Google's doing some interesting things, but a lot of them are fairly geeky. A lot of them are fairly technical things that most mainstream users really won't care about.
So, Alex, at this point, the only people really excited about this are techies.
So, and what is it that they are excited about? What do they like?
Well, Alex, there is a new tabbing feature, and that lets you tab between internet pages and start a new page without opening up a new browser session. So that's exciting. And Google says its browser is powerful enough for complex applications, things like 3D videos. But again, these are not things the average user is asking for. I'm not. And Alex, I'm thinking you're not either.
Well, actually, that tabbing feature would be handy. I think I already have that on Firefox. But if consumers don't really need the new tools, why is Google going to all the trouble? Because it's not so easy to introduce a new browser. That's a big thing.
It is. It is. And I was confused about that, too. So I called another tech analyst, Sherry McLeish of Forrester Research, and she says Google is using the new browser to try to get consumers interested in new tools that it is developing, like that 3D video I mentioned.
Those new products and tools in and of themselves, you know, we don't know what they are, but they're betting that we'll want to use them, and they're trying to convince people that their browser is going to be the best way to access them.
So this is about other things that are going to be coming along. What kinds of things are we even talking about?
You know, Alex, we just have a general idea of what Google is talking about. For example, this 3D video. Businesses could use it to do a walkthrough of a building that hasn't been constructed yet. Consumers could use it to take a good look at a new car they're shopping for. Movie promotions could offer 3D games, that kind of thing.
So are these things going to be happening soon, or do we wait?
Well, Sherry McLeish, one of the analysts I talked to, told me to check back with her in 3 years to see if consumers are starting to use the new Google browser. And if the new products are catching on, obviously techies and early adopters will be first.
Well, we won't wait 3 years to check in with Marketplace. Again, Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you from Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.